Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball.
Yeah. Item number one, a cannonball is coming, and it's going to land right on our heads.
Another one.
All right, the Arizona Cardinals are 0-3, and we have so much to dissect. Coaching malfeasance, quarterback controversies, play calling snafus. Where do you want to begin?
Personnel usage.
Bad penalties on a defense that played very well, but keeps getting stretched thin. And by the way, will your prediction come true? Will Sam Bradford be gone forever starting today and go down as one of those guys where you go, oh, remember him?
That wasn't a prediction. It was just kind of a, hey, keep your eye on this.
Because I know.
Sam Bradford has not, outside of really a couple throws in the first quarter yesterday, hasn't had that welcome to Phoenix moment. And it doesn't look like he's ever going to get one, quite honestly. The other thing we didn't mention in that list that you just gave, the fourth sporting event in a calendar week in Phoenix, Arizona, the greater Phoenix, Arizona area, that felt like it was in Chicago.
That's true. I'm going to tell you something. I was on the field at the end of the game, and I was the only media guy down there. I think everybody else was trapped coming down. I went down just a tad early. The scene I saw at the end, I'm going to share with you. I'm from Chicago, and I can't stand Chicago fans. They're too loud. That scene was just, it was nauseating. We're going to get into all of this. We are going to be breaking down the Cardinals all day long. We're going to open up the phones, let you people chime in, have your say.
And we got our interview with Steve Wilks.
And Steve Wilks will be sitting down here with us today, and we'll have a lot of pointed questions for him. Item number two, the NFL season. All right, we've got a brand new superstar in Patrick Mahomes. All right, check that box. You've got three unbeaten teams, the Dolphins, the Chiefs, and who am I missing?
I didn't know you were going there.
No, well, just roll with me. I got it.
The Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the...
The Rams, of course. Oh, the Rams. The Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Rams. We've got Jimmy Garoppolo.
And the Buccaneers could join them tonight.
That's right. Jimmy Garoppolo, who might be done for the season. And Doug Franz is still starting Lev Bell on his fantasy football team.
Not to mention... The Buffalo Bills beat the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota.
Oh.
The Detroit Lions manhandled the New England Patriots. There was two double-digit underdogs to win games yesterday. Tennessee was a double-digit dog. They beat Jacksonville. This has been one of the strangest beginnings to an NFL season ever.
Yes.
Normally, you have a feel of what's going on in the league. And outside of a couple teams, you really don't have any.
No, I totally agree with you. As I told you, generally when you pick games straight up and not against the spread, you should be able to go 75%. And you can't even get close to that this year. I can't.
I'm about 50.
So am I. Item number three, the Arizona State Sun Devils. You were live in right on the shores of Lake Washington. You've got to experience that game live. Very curious your perspective of a game that everybody seems to be patting ASU on the heads for.
I was very frustrated watching that game. I said it going into the game. If it came down to a battle of quarterbacks, I liked ASU's chances. I don't know if it came down to that. Manny Wilkins was terrible against Washington. It was a very passive offensive approach. I know they wanted to reestablish the run. They didn't try anything down the field. You had N'Keal Harry on the field.
Yeah.
And you're just going to punt and say, oh, they got a good secondary. You have the best receiver in the country, so we've been told. Keep that Ferrari in the garage.
Yeah.
Let's grind it out 3 yards at
a
time.
Right. Or drive that Ferrari to the grocery store, Vinny.
There was so much reaction on social media after...
I'm sorry.
After that game about, wow, ASU, this might be better than their Michigan State win.
What? They have a head coach who is known for, hello, you play to win the game. We have to change that now. Print up the t-shirts and say, hello, you play to keep it close.
You play to get to the fourth quarter in one piece. Doesn't sound as good.
Washington is a beatable team. They were a beatable team Saturday night.
I agree with your frustration.
If you want to go on the road and beat a top 10 team, you got to hang it out there a little bit. And there was nothing hanging.
I agree with you. I really do. I was a little surprised how easily people wanted to embrace ASU after that loss.
Well, they didn't get killed, so thumbs up.
Great. All right, great.
You want to set the bar that high
yeah.
and have this new era of ASU football, and then the fan reaction is always like it's been. Nothing's going to change.
All right, so we have been absolved from one nightmare, and that is the sight of the Los Angeles Dodgers clinching at Chase Field. But over the weekend, the Diamondbacks went from being eliminated from wild card contention to being eliminated entirely. It's just over. Isn't that weird? It's just done.
Mm-hmm. I saw a tweet today, and I'll credit the guy later on. The Diamondbacks were in first place in the National League West on April 1st, May 1st, June 1st, July 1st, August 1st, and September 1st. And they're not going to the playoffs.
That's awful.
Because this September has been dog poo.
Yeah,
hey, they got
it
three
has.
Runs in three games
yeah.
against the Rockies.
All right, woo!
What happened to that? We're gonna fight and claw until that little E's next to your name.
Right.
Well, now the little E's next to your name.
Yeah.
Can you get minus runs in a game?
Oh my goodness. All right, the Suns.
I'm all worked up. You know why?
Tell me why.
Because they turned up the speakers in the studio here, and I had to listen to our damn show open, and it puts me in a worse mood than I was already in.
Well, and you've had a bad week, and we'll get to that momentarily. The Suns have media day today, and you talk about if a tree falls with all of the angst surrounding the Cardinals. It's all beginning for the Phoenix Suns. Ryan McDonough said this morning his goal for this basketball team is to be the most improved team in the NBA. That's a good way, succinct way of putting expectations on a season without getting stupid with it. Because you still don't have a point guard.
Yeah, and you don't have your shooting guard either.
Well, that too.
I think that's got to be the goal, is improvement. I think it would be foolish in the landscape of the Western Conference to come out and make any bold predictions about this is going to be a playoff team. Now, if it happens, great. You're way ahead of schedule. But you have to temper your expectations for the Suns. That being said, and I know we're joking around about the misery of being a Phoenix and Arizona sports fan, I'm genuinely optimistic.
Yeah.
And I would be a lot more optimistic if in the next week or so the Suns can acquire a point guard.
I agree with that. And finally, great moment in golf yesterday, lost in the shuffle. Tiger Woods wins a golf tournament. I can't believe this guy is almost all the way back. I don't know how much you watched.
That would be zero.
Zero?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't in the most conducive environment to take in sports yesterday.
Yeah, when I got home last night from the game, I fired up the DVR.
I was buried alive.
Tiger Woods, an emotional victory. We'll just leave that there. But it was a great scene for people who care about golf. And this is just the greatest thing ever to me. Because you've got all this young group of golfers who swear, oh, I've never been intimidated by Tiger Woods. Oh, well, he has to learn how to win again. Let's see how uncomfortable he can make them. If he can make them sweat the way he did with Ernie Els and Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia. Those are your items in the splash today.